From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's next attempt to plug the runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico could begin late today. The first step is a so-called static kill, the pumping of mud and cement down into the top of the well. That would be followed by a similar but slower procedure through a relief well. Jackie Savitz is a senior scientist with Oceana, an ocean conservation group.
We could all breathe a big sigh of relief if the static kill was successful. We would like to see the well killed, so to speak. We've been happy that we haven't continued to see oil gushing over the past 2 months, but we know the story isn't over.
BP acknowledges the story will not be over until it deals with the huge amount of oil that has spilled into the Gulf. But as NPR's Allison Keyes reports from New Orleans, the company's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, says that oil is getting increasingly difficult to find.
Suttles took a boat tour of the waters where the Mississippi River spills into the Gulf of Mexico, and the only oil reporters saw outside of storage barrels was in a narrow line of black at the base of the marsh grasses that snake through the area. Though there was no oil on the surface here, Suttles says it is underwater, but so far no one is sure where.
I know it's a big concern, and we need to actually search for it, and if we find it, we'll have to figure out what to do with it. But so far, we haven't found much.
Suttle says water samples are being taken and absorbent boom is being laid in an attempt to find the crude. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New Orleans.
Several rockets have been fired this morning toward a resort city in Israel. Dale Gavlak in Amman reports one of the rockets slammed into neighboring Jordan, injuring four people.
Jordanian authorities said the rocket exploded on Aqaba's main street in front of the five-star Intercontinental Hotel. It wounded two taxi cab drivers, destroying one of their cars. The other two injured were workers. Israeli media reported that three of the five rockets fired at Eilat landed in the Red Sea and two in open spaces. Today's rocket attack was the second such this year. In April, a similar volley targeted Eilat and Aqaba, popular tourist destinations. Then most of the rockets fell into the sea near Eilat, but one hit a warehouse in Aqaba. No one was injured. Authorities in Israel and Jordan said they believe those rockets were fired from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
A commercial cargo plane with three people aboard has crashed in Alaska's Denali National Park. The National Park Service says all three people are presumed dead. Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the plane burst into flames when it slammed into a mountain slope, triggering a small fire.
It's contained, so it's not spreading anymore. It's about an acre. We have eight smoke jumpers and several other of the Park Service's wildland firefighters on scene.
Pfister says the plane was registered to a company based in Alaska. Arizona's Department of Corrections is planning to boost security at a prison there. The move comes after three convicted murderers escaped over the weekend. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama travels to Atlanta this morning to speak to the National Convention of the Disabled American Veterans. He's expected to give an update on progress toward the goal of drawing down all U.S. combat troops in Iraq by the end of this month. A transitional force of 50,000 U.S. troops will remain to train Iraqi forces and to provide security for ongoing U.S. civilian efforts there. National Guard troops are arriving in the southwest in preparation for deployment along the U.S. border with Mexico. NPR's Ted Robbins says the soldiers will be training in the coming days for their new assignment.
The troops have begun arriving in Texas, New Mexico, California, and Arizona. Arizona, the busiest state for illegal trafficking, is getting nearly half the total 1,200 troops. The Border Patrol says soldiers will train first, then they'll be placed along the border. The Border Patrol says that deployment may not begin for several weeks to a month. Guard troops will carry weapons, but they will only be used for self-defense. The Guard's mission is to augment nearly 20,000 Border Patrol agents as well as customs officers looking for drug and people smuggling coming north and guns and money going south into Mexico. The Guard's mission is scheduled to last a year. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
First Lady Michelle Obama is calling on Congress to pass legislation that would boost nutritional standards for school meals. The measure would require more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and less fat and salt in school lunches and breakfasts. Writing in an op-ed piece in today's Washington Post, Mrs. Obama says the nation's prosperity depends on the health and vitality of the next generation. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for